Men are turning to Instagram for fitness, fashion, and lifestyle inspiration more than ever before. Despite this rise in use, there have not been many studies into its effects on men's mental health, but that's beginning to change. Edward McCarroll reports.
While it hasn't personally driven me to go out and exercise, it has driven me to try my hardest to absolutely lose weight and stop eating and be ideal, I guess.
The Instagram app was launched in 2010, but now a decade later, we are only still scratching the surface of what it and other social media apps are doing to our mental well-being. A new paper from Flinders University has investigated into how exposure to idealized male Instagram images can affect men's personal body satisfaction. Researchers studied responses from 300 US adult men aged 18 to 30 who were randomly shown images similar to those posted by Instagram influencers. I spoke to Marika Tigerman, the Matthew Flinders Distinguished Emeritus Professor, about her findings.
The study was looking at the effects of attractive images of men as posted by Instagram influencers on men's body image. So the idea is that, just as is the case for women, men who are exposed to images of ideal type bodies, in this case lean and muscular but not overly so, respond with body dissatisfaction, respond with dissatisfaction to their own bodies. I suppose in contrast to women, for women it doesn't matter what the models are wearing. Thin is important regardless, and they can be wearing dresses or blazers or swimsuits or whatever. For men, it was only the bare-chested images, and this suggests to me that men are not quite as susceptible in general, unless it's kind of put in their face, so to speak, unless they're forced to look at bare-chested muscular images, under which conditions they too feel worse about their own bodies. And given that there's a lot more use of bare-chested images, both in advertising and in general and on social media in particular, then this is an issue for men following particular people or just browsing Instagram.
Would this encourage people to exercise? And then is it a good thing to be influenced by these fitness influencers as well?
People might well encourage exercise, but there's a bit of a problem because the motivations for the exercise are almost always, for men and women, appearance-based. Exercise now or suck it in now so you don't have to suck it in later, that kind of idea. And there's general research that shows that exercising for appearance doesn't result in the same psychological benefits as exercising for health or other reasons. And so one of the problems with fitspiration, broadly speaking, as I'm saying, is that it's largely promoted in terms of how you look, try and look like this, and that's not actually a healthy motivation for exercise. But of course, exercise in general is good.
In your paper, you also referred to men reportedly using Botox and how that comes into the testing as well. I just wanted to highlight that not long ago, men using Botox would have led to them being ridiculed. Is this somewhat a shift in what is seen as masculine nowadays?
Yes, I certainly think so. More generally, if you go to the supermarket, you find bulk products aimed at men, men's skin, anti-aging and moisturizers and whatever and whatever. And that's a growing multi-million dollar trend. And once upon a time, men have said that they didn't do that kind of thing, and now they do. And related to that then is the use of Botox and other things. And some of this has come about more recently, I think, explicitly because of the wish to look better on social media. And probably with COVID, this has increased that as well. And I think now it seems that this is vaguely perfectly acceptable for men in a way that once upon a time, that, as you said, that would have been ridiculous.
Marika Tigerman, the Matthew Flinders Distinguished Emeritus Professor. The research confirms that social media is quickly becoming the main medium that sets global benchmarks for the ideal body shape, fashion, and even facial trends. I spoke to a series of men to see what they think of this and how social media affects them.
Sometimes I see videos of my friends, you know, showing the weights who's boss, but other times I look at it and it just makes me feel bad. Think that they are increasingly being subjected to the same kind of rush of beauty expectations that women are on almost a daily basis.
I probably don't follow too many Instagram influencers, but I probably follow, again, more professional athletes, but I guess they do have the same effect as influencers. If you see someone doing something or looking fit, I guess you go, oh yeah, I might do that. Or you see someone eating broccoli and rice and you go, yeah, I better do that.
Personally, I don't really jump on much social media, which is not to say that I am off the grid, but I couldn't tell you. I don't know. But, you know, if people are exercising more because they are looking at Instagram or influencers, then surely that's a net positive.
The Wire's Edward McCarroll with that report.